Dear Lord, please help us to clearly know that you are with us, replacing our distress with your peace. You are our strength when we are weak. Thank you for lifting us up so we can carry on. Amen. Blessed Mother began, I am here. The whole world waits for the appointed time. So much needless killing, so much devastation. Truly, it is beyond comprehension that such things must take place. The horror of war, it is so senseless. I am here, Mother, thanks to your army of intercessors. I have never stopped watching over you and all my children, never, not even for 1 minute. Indeed, I am with you, my very, very little ones. You see, it is in your acknowledgement of your littleness that I can use you. Mother Elisha's message is very, very timely. You see, Satanists are taught to be stronger than those who can hurt them, operating from hatred and revenge. The coven is their protection. But all men fade like grass in the morning dew, then they dry up and wither. Satan tires of them and turns them over to death, so he may devour their souls in hell. Who would you rather have protecting you? The God that made the universe, or one of his fallen creations? This is a time of visitation for you who have chosen Satan to be your defense. His time is short. His arm is about to shrivel. Where will your protection come from then? Very simply, the God who made you still loves you and is standing by ready to sweep you out of the jaws of Satan, defend you, and raise you up to his heart, ready to forgive all the torture, all the brutality, all the victims brutally murdered, all the curses that brought about death, divorce, and tragic loss. All of this he will forgive you of, if only you will repent, cry out to God, and turn from your former life of sin. He did this for John Ramirez. Do you think you have butchered more than he? I can tell you he is not, but received full and total pardon. God will do it for you as well. My daughter, I have heard the musings of your heart. This community is praying for you. They have heard your cry. He will never forgive me. That is the voice of lying demons who are beginning to see a spark of repentance in your soul. Yes, they can smell it. To them, it is the odor of corruption. But to God, it is the fragrance of a lily poking its head up from the ground. The answer to this deep desire of your heart is that his hand is reaching down into the muck you've been buried in, since the violation of your tender body and soul, tugging at your heartstrings to come home to him. In this place, you will receive healing and forgiveness and a restoration of your soul you never believed possible. Yes, he loves you. Yes, he cherishes you, and he waits. You have nothing to fear from Satan or any of his covens. They have no power over those who truly belong to God. And by the way, his plans for you will make your heart cry out for joy.